Township of McKeller Special Meeting of Council for March the 7th, 2025 to order. Start with roll call.
Counselor Morley Haskell.
Counselor Debbie Zulak.
Treasurer Ocean Cantia.
Counselor Nick Ryland.
Counselor Mike Beckman.
Deputy Clerk Mary Smith.
Public Works Superintendent Thomas Tolman.
Fire Chief Robert Morrison.
Mayor David Moore. Any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none, have resolution 25-104 moved by Councilor Beckman, second by Councilor Ryan. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKeller has hereby approved the agenda for this special meeting of Council as amended to move item 12.1, Committee of the Whole, to precede item 5.1, closed session. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. In the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation, we wish to acknowledge that the land on which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Its boundaries fall within the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here. We thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. To honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the love and wisdom they have carried for thousands of years, we pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we inhabit, and work towards truth and reconciliation. And resolution 25-105, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKeller does hereby move into Committee the Whole at
102
p.m. to discuss financing options through debenture for the 2025 capital budget. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay, Rochant, it's all yours to walk us through what you provided for us, different scenarios.
Okay.
And we have people online as well, so if you're referencing any particular page, we'll have to make sure that we keep the right page up to the right slide for them.
So right.
I don't think that'll be your responsibility. I think Mary's going to do that. But yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. As we discussed last budget meeting, that council would like to explore different financing options to fund the projects like Hartwell Road and fire truck. And that total, there are four options presented in this report. Option one and three use the amortization method, and the option two and four use the serial method of payment. Total cost of the Hartwell Road project is $3.8 million. The, all of the scenarios have $3 million borrowed, shown as borrowed from the Infrastructure Ontario, and remaining $800,000 and change will be covered through the reserves and the grants. option one, if you look at the option one, and so far option for the amortization method, we use the rate 3.71% for 10 years, and for the serial method, we use the 3.69% for 10 years. So if we can look at the option one.
Could I, just before you get into
yeah.
that, maybe the difference between the two approaches?
So the amortization method payment is the method where the payment for the debenture is same amount, so every year you will see the same amount of the payment coming out of the our account. On the other hand, the serial method of payment, the payment in early years it will be higher, but it will go will be lower in the later years. So that's the difference between these two.
And are they both for the same term?
Yeah, both for the same term for 10 years.
Okay.
Sorry, what was the rate for scenario three again? I know you said it, I just didn't write it down.
Scenario three is the one and three is 3.71.
Okay.
And two and four is the 3.69.
Okay. Not much difference, but.
So if we can look at the scenario one. scenario one, if you look at the first portion of the scenario one, can you guys see?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Here, we are talking about the levy. First part of the scenarios, we are talking about the levy, and in the first line, it says previous year levy. So in 2025 column, we can see, in 2025 column, the previous year levy for shows 4,163. That's the 2024 year levy. And the second row shows about the estimated growth we will have in 2025. We already got it 2%. And the remaining years from 2026 to 2030, I have estimated 2%. Estimated yearly increase. On this scenario, I have estimated it's going to be 5.2%, 5.02%. You can see at the very last line, it said the estimated mill rate increase. That's a 5.02%. And remaining years from 2026 to 2030, I have used the mill rate 3%, then 2.5%, and 2%, and 2%, and 2%. The reasoning for that mill rate is because the Bank of Canada talked about the inflation between 3 to 2%. That's why I use that rate for the years from 2026 to 2030. Second, after that, that line talks about the estimated total levy for each year, and then estimated revenue. So remaining revenue in the budget. In first this year, we estimated it's going by the 1.6 million. And I have kept same for all of the years. I have used the surplus, 31,428, to budget the amount we needed for the capital. The total operating revenue in 2025 is 6,177,639.16. And then after that, I'm talking about the operating budget. Operating budget as of draft of January 31st, 2025, is 5,165,105. And the remaining years from 2026 to 2030, I have increased the estimated operating budget by 2%. The transfer to investment asset management reserve, this year we estimated around 63,000. And the remaining years, I have estimated it's going to be 60,000. If I use the scenario one as for the amortized method of payment for the Hardwell project at the rate of 3.71% for 10 years, then the first payment will be $180,912.91. The total operating budget, estimated operating budget for 2025 is $5,409,813.56. Take out that amount of expense from the estimated operating revenue, the total remaining revenue is $767,825. Then, latter part of the page, I'm talking about the capital budget. So the capital expense as per the first draft of 2025 is $3,752,473. And then I added the remaining balance of the Hardwell Road project. So total project is 3.8 million. First draft, I had 1,023,900. So the remaining balance is $2,682,721 for the Hardwell Road. So total capital balance, capital expense is $6,435,994. And then the revenue, as per the first draft, was $2,667,368.51. And the the loan we are going to get it for the Hardwell Road project is $3 million. Total revenue for the capital revenue is $5,667,368. The difference is $767,825, and that's what we needed from the operating budget to cover the shortfall. The net impact of that increase, 5.02%, is 3.91% on our bill, because the education rate for this year is didn't change, it's fixed. And I have estimated for next 5 years, you know, I kept it same, so to get the appropriate levy. In 2026 to 2030, again, same process. I've used the previous year levy, then 2% of the growth, and then estimated yearly levy using the, in 2026, 3%. The total levy for that year is $4,677,777. And then estimated revenue, I kept it same, 1.6 million. The total operating revenue is $6,368,961.49. Again, the operating budget, I increased by 2%. That's $5,268,407.83. And the transfer to investment is $60,000. I have adjusted the payment for truck loan. The truck loan we took out in 2021. So it will be paid out in 2026, first quarter of 2026. So remaining balance, which was included in first draft, I reduced by $17,816.06. The loan payment decreased for Central Road. So because we used the serial payment of method, so the difference we paid in first year and the second year is $6,800. It reduced by $6,800. And then the total amount for the Hardwell Road project that year is going to be $361,825.82. Total capital, total operating budget will be $5,665,617.58. The remaining capital available for the capital budget for $703,343. Net impact for that one on your bill will be 2.36%, and the levy mill rate will be 3%. So if we use this method, estimated capital available for the capital budget will be from 700,000 to 1.2 million in 2030. Any question on this page?
Just for clarification, when you mentioned truck, that's the one that we already have?
Yes.
Paying for? Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no mention at all in all of this for the mini pumper?
So mini pumper is already, the beautiful thing about this scenario is that mini pumper is already part of the first draft.
Right.
So if we just borrow $3 million, then mini pumper will be paid off to our levy.
I just wanted to clarify so that we have Rob sitting here. So.
Can you look at the second slide, please? Second slide.
It is.
Well, after that.
Scenario two.
No, I think it's one more. So, outstanding payment for the all the debt we will have from 2025 to 2030, based on if we take $3 million loan, using the amortization method. In 2025, we are paying for Central Road $192,313, truck $35,632, West Perry Sound Recreation Center $96,678, and then if we use that Hardwood Road project at this rate, 3.71% for 10 years, then the total cost for that one, total loan payment will be $180,912.91. So total, that year, in 2025, we will be paying in $505,537 in the interest and principal. and that will be from 505,000 to in 2030 will be become 458,000, because in 2029 the road will be paid off and the truck will be paid off in first quarter of 2026.
And do you know, I don't put you on the spot here, but do you happen to know what our limit is as far as
the limit on the project, on the maximum limit we can borrow is 1 million, I think I put it somewhere in here. Page number 4. The maximum limit for the 1,066,983.
Well, it's good to know, because I mean we'll have other projects too in those years, I'm sure,
yeah,
that we'll have to look at and maybe finance some of those as well. So,
right.
So we're well below the limit right now then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So can you just you said in 5 years that the mini pumper would be paid off, and what else?
The truck will be paid off on Central Road project. So if you look at it in 2030, there's no payment for for the Center Road.
Okay, so the truck is the mini pumper.
Yeah.
No. I thought you said the mini. I thought you mentioned the mini pumper.
No, truck, the one we took out the loan in 2021, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah. So the truck and the truck will be paid off in the first quarter of the 2026. So from 27 to 2030, there will be no payment for the truck.
Right. Okay.
And 2029, Center Road project will be paid off, so there will be no payment in 2030.
Okay, thanks, Roshan.
Can we look at it? Next slide.
And the new mini pumper, like you were saying before, I believe I heard, is that it's in the budget, this
yeah.
year's budget cover.
So if you go in the first scenario, that the first draft we had, the number I have as a capital expense, can you go back in scenario one, please? So the number here, the 3.7,52,472, it has the pumper.
Okay.
So in scenario two, again, the first part talk about the levy and the revenue, and after that, the second part talks about the operating budget, and the last part talk about the capital budget. The changes here is the because we are using serial method of payment, in which the payment changes every year. So if you look at the in operating budget, the line where it says loan amount for a hardware project at 3.69 for 10 years. In 2025, the payment will be 205,501. In 26 will be 400,000. And then 27, 391,000. 28, 380,000. 29, 369,000. 2030, 358,000. The payments varies as we go down further in the years. Initially, it will be higher, but in the latter years, it will be lower.
And 2025 is the half of the amount.
Of the amount, because the first payment, and the way I put the date for the project is June 1st, so it's the first payment will be coming in the December of this year, so that's why there is only one payment. So every other year have two payments. So if you use that scenario, then the we needed the levy to increase by 5.61%, and the impact on the on our tax bill will be 4.38% in 2025. And remaining years, I have used the same scenario: 3%, 2.5%, 2%, and 2% of levy. The net impact will be 2.3%, 1.98%, 1.59%, 1.6%, 1.6% on our tax bill. Any question, Morley?
No. But I'm just For some reason, I didn't receive the email, I guess, from Mary for this meeting, so I can't find the find it anywhere.
Go to council?
Yeah, well, that's right here. I never got an
blank
email from Mary for this meeting.
Do you want a hard copy?
Yeah, I'll take a hard copy. Yeah, because here's my inbox here, and it's just not showing as me receiving.
If you go to SharePoint, I can bring it up that way.
Well, he's got hard copy, that's...
Yeah.
Mary, can you drag the text box over so that it doesn't obliterate the page for Rochon when he's trying to read those amounts? Or is it stuck?
No, that stays there.
Okay.
You mean the...
I was just watching Rochon, I don't know how you were reading through that, but anyhow.
Yeah, I was reading at the other side too. Can we go on to the next slide, please? So this is going to be outstanding debt amount for the individual years. Again, if we go with the C scenario, then the total payment for the 2025 will be 530,126, 26, 700,000, 27 will be 666,000 and change, and 28 will be 649,097, 29 will be 630, 2030 will be 454,788. As you look at the bottom line, where the Harbor Road says project at 3.69% at 10 years, you can see that the payment for the individual years, it changes, you know, from 205, then 26 full payment of 402,000, then 391,000, 380,000, 369, 358,000. So basically, the scenario 3 and 4 talks about additional debt in case, as David said, at the if we need to do other projects, and then we need extra money, and we would like to debenture the truck, so we can use the whatever the balance there in the first draw, we can use for the other project. Then this is the scenario for that one. So we are talking about 3 million plus 400 million debenture.
400,000. 400,000. Yeah, 400 million
would scare us. 400,000. So this is a scenario when we have two debentures, and as we mentioned earlier, that we are looking at the various projects, and if council thinks that, okay, we would like to add one more road or one other project, then this is the scenario where we can go with another debenture for the truck. So basically, in this scenario, again, the top portion talks about the operating revenue, and then the operating expenses. And the operating expenses, you can see that there's a loan payable amount for a hardware project, as well as loan payment for the fire truck. So, and they are from 2026 to 2030 is same amount. For Hardwood Road, it's 361,825, and for trust will be 48,243,000. If we do this project, then in first year, the overall leftover for the capital and from the operating budget is 503,258, and we only need 367,000 that year if we go with the debenture for the truck. So basically, there will be a surplus of 200,000 this year. And that's why, if you look at the levy portion, I didn't increase anything, because we have more than whatever we require. So basically, it's a zero increase in levy in this scenario. But the, I would say, negative part of this this scenario is that if you look at from 2026 to 2030, the funds available for the capital is very low. So in 2026, we will have 435,000. In 27, we have 548,000, 28, 627,000, and 2029, 711,000, and 2039 and 87. If we compare with the first scenario, then we will, that scenario we had enough, more than enough, you know, funds in the available for the capital project. So the total debt for the, as per the scenario three, will be 529,000 we need to pay in 25, 710 in 26, 27, 685,000, 28, 678,000, 29, 671,000, and 2030, 506,000. In scenario four, again, we are talking about the truck as well as the hardware road project. If we need to loan those two projects, then, but in scenario four, we are using serial method of payment. So again, if you look at the operating budget portion, and you can see the loan payable amount for the hardware as the as well as for the fire truck. It changes every year. It's higher in first year, and then it goes down from 27 to 2030. So. So this is outstanding payment amount for the as for the scenario four, from 2025 to 2030, the payment we need to pay in 25, if we go with that scenario, 557, 756, 26, in 27, 780,000, 18,000, 28, 699,000, 29, 680,000, and 2030, 502,000.
Okay, of the four, you're suggesting one that gives us more capital to work with rather than borrowing?
Correct.
Okay. Because I'm just looking at that, and for the layperson looking at it and looking at the levy, I mean, the zero increase in levy because you've got enough money put aside, so
right.
Even surplus looks more appealing. But that rules out any other projects or very limited as opposed to the first scenario.
True, and then you know the remaining years, then we won't have enough capital for if you want to do other project. Even though asset management talks about that in 2021, asset management we did it for the our linear assets. They are talking about the you know, from our average funding available for the capital is 400,000, but that. Change because last couple of years we've been putting a lot of money in capital, you know, projects. So I think you know we needed at least 600,000 to 700,000 each year minimum to cover some of the projects.
Okay, that sounds like better planning, and I think Councillor Haskin mentioned that too. That. If you start offering a 0% increase, then we're really not covering ourselves for the future. That, as I look around too, in most of the townships, there is a you try to keep it within limits. Certainly, an increase though, that in order to pay the bills. I'm wondering what this does. I don't know if you've taken it this far yet for the actual tax rate at the end. Because I know that's what I was looking at there. How much it is for the based on your assessment. And what this scenario would do to that. I think it's your most recent one you had 7.99 per thousand, $7.99 per thousand. What would that do to that, do you think, with this scenario? Or is that going to alter that at all?
It will alter it.
Yeah. Because once you're starting getting into the $8 for a thousand, I get a bit concerned, but. I think that would be a consideration for us.
Yeah, and the first scenario, you know, can we,
yeah.
Sorry. the levy impact will be 5.02%, but the net impact will be 3.91% in first year. That's, again, it's estimated numbers. Obviously, once we finalize the budget, then it might change, but it won't change much, though, but it's kind of estimated numbers.
And that is lower than last year's.
Yeah,
I think that's a fair increase. Like, I know it could be more, but I think people will have to learn how to afford it. It's reality.
I think the difference in this too, we started with a portion of Herdville to complete that, and this includes all of Herdville Road.
That's true.
And so that's a major undertaking, I think.
Yeah, that's right. From the Four Corners right through to the whole thing, huh? Okay.
And the engineering drawing, I think it's over here, so.
As the snow is melting off the Herdville Road sections that we toward Center Road, I think it's even got worse again. Like, it's just going to be almost intolerable over this coming summer.
Any question for me?
Well, shooting from the hip, I kind of lean towards scenario one, kind of. This, first scenario you laid out, I kind of liked that. And
yeah, it covers both items, you know, Herdville Road as well as the truck. But again, I'm not sure what will be the future planning. As we discussed in last capital budget meeting, that we need money for the building too.
Right.
Public Works building. So again, you know, it's up to the council.
Is that price for the pumper truck a fixed price? I guess it's more of a Rob question than anybody else. In other words, is that...
The indication that we currently have from Dependable is that they have to now been able to maintain a very comparable price.
Okay.
So
I'm not sure if anybody...
Pardon me?
Sorry, can you speak out of the mic?
Sorry. This one's on for... Hello? The indications that we have at this point in time, and Roshan has been in contact with their finance department, is that they have been able to maintain a price that's comparable to what we reported in the fall. There may be a little bit of a, and who knows how, you know, a single part that comes in from the U.S. is affected by tariffs, but generally speaking, at this point in time, water carrying and fire apparatus are immune from that because of the deal that they signed back in 2014. So we don't expect that there's going to be any real big surprises there.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Well, I think it's good, too. You mentioned other projects. We're looking at various roads. We've talked about from, I guess, Hardy's Road from Herdville Road into at least Lindsay Lane. That's something. And even that corner down at Stewart Park, it's wears and tears. The further south you go there on that one corner. So there are probably different spots that could be fixed up as well. So I like the idea of having more capital available for those projects. And you mentioned the Public Works garage as well. I mean, if we're looking there at a 2 or 3 bay addition, then obviously we're going to need some money set aside for that. And I think the equipment is fairly up to date, is it? I'm not saying what the working order is, but...
It's fairly up to date, yes.
Yeah. Just be the building, as you say, the facilities and what we're going to do there. Councilor Peckham?
I think this would be beneficial as we actually had the asset management flowchart spreadsheet, so we could actually look at what's coming online in the next couple of years, because we're assuming that no other capital projects are coming on except that things stay status quo according to the levy increase of 2% and no other major capital projects. So it's hard to really make, have a good estimate with not having seen that projection, say over 10 years. But I was wondering if one of the considerations would be that the term is extended. So instead of a 10-year it might be 15 or 20, because that's approximately the, should be the life of the asset, then that the principal and interest amount that we would have to be trying to generate each year would be less, and it wouldn't, and in case any other projects come online, it won't have such a big impact on the levy that year.
And I have selected only 10 years because the interest rate is low compared to the 15 and 20 years. So for 10 years is 3.71 for amortization method, and 15 years is 4.08, and 20 years 4.31. We can go for the extended terms. Again, it's a council's decision.
Yeah, I'm thinking you look at it two ways. I mean, if you're looking at 10-year for these particular projects we have in mind, and then if a future project comes up, maybe that could be extended to the 15 or 20-year, rather than do it here and keep the lower interest rate for the 10 years.
What was the 20, Roshan?
20 is 4.31 for amortized method, and 4.23 for a serial method.
Yeah, based just on this, that makes the most sense, is the 10-year. And far less costly than certainly the 25 or 30 anyhow. So, how firm are those rates, or how subject to change are they?
It can change.
Just like that?
This is as of February, mid of February, so if interest rate changes, obviously,
yeah,
it will change.
But I've seen lots of news stories about the Bank of Canada saying, you've already said it, you know, in the 2 to 2.5 to 3% range. So,
yeah,
if anything, these might come down. But
yeah, and that's what they are. Most of the economics are talking about that. With the, if tariff goes on, then there will be inflation and interest rate will go down quickly. You know, maybe 1% in the next 3-4 months. They are talking about that.
You've seen the same news I have. So. Okay. How often do they update, or do they just send you a notification when they update the rates?
No, they don't send us the notification.
No.
It's only when we need it, we will go on
okay.
the website.
So they make you beg?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as far as the asset management plan, that's sort of a work in progress. We don't have it in front of us, Councilor Technic, because it's not complete yet, but you're right, it would be good to go by. But we might have to sort of organize the asset management plan around what's decided on the budget. I mean, that'll have a reverse impact on how you put those things, as long as you're not dealing with the depreciation, which you can't adjust, just as far as purchases and that go. We might have to work that way. We're trying to get it as quickly as we can, I guess. Should you hear within a couple months, you think,
yeah,
the plan?
Well, the unfortunate part is that we had a full asset management 2015, and if that spreadsheet would have been updated on a yearly basis with the during the budget process, and then in the following year with the actuals, then we would have been able to look at a complete and up-to-date asset management plan right here as we sit. So,
we are working on the finalizing the asset management, the new asset management plan, and last communication I had with them in December, so still trying to figure out.
So what are you looking at for next steps as far as what you would have to do with this?
If council agrees any one application, I will submit the application to Infrastructure Ontario, and then I will prepare the budget and come back with the numbers.
And how long before an answer from Infrastructure?
Depends. It's a very time-consuming process. It takes at least 2 to 3 months before they finalize everything. So that's why I estimated June 1st. But then again, depends on how they go.
Councillor Zulak can speak to this too. We can talk about future projects and that. I mean, Belvedere is going to be surfacing at some point, 2026. I think they're going to go with the venture. And there some capital to work with at the scenario one. Any other questions from council? Now it is committee of the whole, so we'll open it up to the public as well if you have any particular questions. Anybody in person or on Zoom? This is relatively new, although we've done the ventures before. When I look back through the history of the township, most was we tried to avoid the ventures and just go with the money that we had available and work internally. It's getting more and more difficult to do that with very few grants being available.
Correct.
And they were coming out, well, 1 year. I don't know if it was an election year or not, but there seemed to be a lot of grants available. We had three within 1-2 years, and we were successful. It helped us with our facilities and thinking of the Veterans Memorial Bridge and all of those things we were able to accomplish. But without those grants now, we have to almost go the debenture route. And as you say, all we can hope for is a low interest rate, perhaps. The province doesn't look like it's going to be increasing a partnership fund or other funding, so we'll have to do it internally. But again, I'll put up the call to the public if any particular comments.
Mm-hmm. Laura's trying to make it back in.
We lose them?
Yeah. Maybe ask again.
Yeah, is there any further questions from the public, whether in person or on Zoom?
I had my power blitz went, so I had to reboot my computer. I apologize. May I have an opportunity to ask some questions?
Okay, great. Yeah.
Thank you. And unfortunately, the audio for Roshan was not great, so I didn't catch all the responses and the answers, so I apologize if I'm asking something that can be answered. The first question I had, Roshan, was you assumed only 2% increase on expenses, the operating budget expenses in your scenarios.
That's correct.
I'm just curious why 2%. It looked like historically there have been greater than 2%, you know, 3 to 3.5%. So I don't know whether or not you've just been a bit conservative on that assumption.
We'll just get the microphones figured out here, just be a second.
The lecture microphone works really well.
Hello. Yeah. The reason for the 2% is that as Bank of Canada has been talking about the inflation and they've been talking about the bank rate between 2 to 3%, that's why I just included 2% as of now.
Okay. I would think that the actual increases that the Calgary Township has seen over the years would be a good proxy for future years, not just what Bank of Canada thinks, but thank you for the answer here. The question I had was, and I think it was asked, I didn't hear your answer. In scenario one, does the tax levy on the rate payers, does it change from the initial 7% that was presented at the preliminary budget meeting?
That's correct. The basis of this one now will generate 0.02 levy, and net impact will be 3.91. Thank you.
So it will reduce from the original presentation?
Correct.
Okay, good. I didn't know whether or not that was cumulative, so thank you for that. And the other question that I had, and I did appreciate the comment from Council Keckman around understanding their capital requirement in the future. I think that really is important to understand what may be coming at the township to help understand how you view current budget. And then I'll have some conversation with you, Roshan, by email. I do think that's important. The question I had in your scenarios 3 and 4, where you're doing a little bit more, taking out additional departure, Is there anything stopping the municipality from still raising the tax levy? The operating budget can be used separately than the capital budget. You're getting the debentures to manage the increase in the capital, but you still have operating budget. Why wouldn't we, or the township, still be able to raise taxes 2-3% to give them that additional room in future years?
Again, this is going to be a decision of the council. That's my just a scenario. And again, if that's the route they are going to go, then the council will decide how they want to go with that coming years.
But there's nothing stopping council from, in scenario 3 or 4, if they wanted to take out that $400,000 debenture for the pumper, to still raise taxes a couple percentage points so that we have some buffer in future years.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's my question.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions from council? Councilor Kecker?
So I was looking at the capital budget document that was provided to council, and it talks about Herdville Bridge. And it says that, and it actually refers to, in one portion here, refers to, I think it's in the introduction, it refers to the work to be done on Herdville Bridge as per the 2021 asset management plan. So I looked at the asset management plan, and it indicated that coincidentally, in 2021, they estimated approximately $400,000 of work on Herdville Bridge. The collision on Herdville Bridge occurred in approximately 2 years ago in 2023. So is the work to be done on Herdville Bridge that's mentioned in the asset management plan a separate $400,000? From the $400,000 that we have in there currently for repairs to the as a result of the collision? Because we are accounting for the $400,000 to deal with the collision damage, but if there is another $400,000 that's pertaining to other repairs and upgrades above and beyond that, I just want to make sure that we're accounting for that in the budget.
I think when we prepared the budget, we looked at that, and that's already counted, as my understanding, for the Public Works Department, what we needed to be done for the Herdville Bridge. So I understand that the one you're talking about, the railing and other things, which due to the damage of the accident, we need to update or change the those railing and the abutment. But then the other $400,000 you're talking about, maybe those are maintenance, and it's not maybe not in each year, maybe on total of the cost, I'm not sure. But then I'm pretty sure that when we did the budget for the first draft, we included whatever we needed to be done for that Herdville Bridge.
Because it does refer to repairs outlined in the 2021 asset management report. So coincidentally, it's the same amount. It's very close. There's two phases to it. So I just want to make sure, you can take a look at it some other time, but just to make sure that $400,000 is it being accounted for, that's mentioned, that you're referring to, was in the 2021 asset management plan, and it's not, and that we are accounting for the 2023 collision damage, which happened after the 2021 asset management plan report was prepared. So
definitely I will look into that.
Thank you.
Yeah, the other complicating factor in that is the claim against the accident. So as far as coming out of the residents' taxes, it may come from another source. So I'm not saying we should necessarily have the $400,000, set out there within our scenario right now until we get more information on the claim. I know know, I know where you're going with that, but it's not necessarily an extra 400,000.
Well, I just want to have clarification that the 400,000 that's referred to specifically in the capital budget report, referring to the 2021 asset management report, that amount is accounted for, or is it different, or is it the same as the, anyway, just if we can have clarification on that.
Definitely, I'll look into that.
Thank you.
And the other thing with the amount, I'm not sure of the years in the plan and when it says it has to be done. That's sort of a work in progress anyway, and like as you said, do you need to spend the 400,000 all at once, or is that something you can budget over the years and to make sure that it is still functional? Maybe you don't have to spend that in this particular budget. So that's something we have to look at. Other comments, questions? Maybe I'll put our public works superintendent on the spot here. We mentioned some of the future projects, and it's not necessarily for this budget, but we mentioned the some of the roads and also the public works grant. And can you think of any other, just to refresh our memory here, of other projects? And you probably have quite a list, I'm sure, things we should be concentrating on for future budgets.
Yeah, there is quite a list, and you know most of them. And I haven't, because really I was officially put in this position in October, haven't been able to see the condition of most of the roads and bridges, because spring isn't here yet. But Hardy's Road is, I know, high on our priority list. The tar and chip roads, as I refer to them as, but the surface treated roads, need to be assessed, because we learned from Miller Paving in their presentation that pavement management is a very important thing going forward, both for the environment and for budgeting. So the more we can preserve what the surfaces we have, then the longer they'll last and the less money we'll spend on capital projects in the future. So I really don't have an answer on what projects we have coming up.
No.
Other than I do understand the bridge reports, and we are having a more comprehensive bridge report done this year than our regular report, but the items listed in those reports are maintenance items, and there's usually a note beside them on when they should be done, mm-hmm. and there's criteria now 1 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, so it allows you to spread that cost out.
And you are meeting with, you mentioned Miller Paving at some point?
Miller Paving, when the roads are bare, we're gonna do a drive around and lean on them a little bit to see what their thoughts are. I'll show them my thoughts, and but we do need to do some more slurry seal to protect the roads we have surface treated. They're in good shape, so we want to keep them there.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Anything else from council? We're keeping within our 1 hour limit here, so that's good. As long as Roshan has some instruction on what his next steps will be, and it sounds like he's, if everybody's agreeable to the to scenario one, then he can take the next step.
I need the resolution.
Find his mic again here.
I need the resolution.
Oh, resolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Harry.
See, and you scratched it out.
Oh.
I will give it to Mayor David because I'm not good at writing.
Or you can just let me know what you want me to write down.
If whatever the council agree on, that's the option I'm going to look at that and pursue with that option.
So are we just investigating the option one, or you're choosing option?
I think
scenario one and submit the application to the infrastructure Ontario?
Yeah, I can put that in there.
Sure,
put it in
there. Yeah, he knows all the steps here.
Yes.
We have resolution 25-106, moved to Councillor Pecknan, second to Councillor Ryland. Be resolved that Council of Corporation McKellar is hereby rise and report from Committee of the Whole at
2 o'clock.
2 p.m. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-107, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby agree for Treasurer Roshan Cantia to proceed to draw the 2025 budget using Scenario 1 and to submit to Infrastructure Ontario for debenture and bring back to Council for approval. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Session for training, and then we'll be coming back into open session to close the meeting. So everybody's clear on that. Resolution 25-108, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, pursuant to the Ontario Municipal Act SO 2001, as amended, move into closed session at
2:02 p.m.
to discuss the following items. 5.1, education or training, pursuant to Ontario Municipal Act Section 239.3.1, IT training for council and staff. Call the question. All those in favor?